Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm very excited about having James Strock back on the show. James is a member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Serve to Lead. He has a very varied career. And he's been a member of the military. He's been involved in politics. He's now a leadership expert, and his new book, which is I'm very excited about, is called Reagan on Leadership, Executive Lessons from the Great Communicator. James Strock, welcome back, and congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be with you, Jim.
Well, it's good to have you back, and especially with the launch of your new book, Reagan on Leadership. I'll tell you, I am a Reagan fan, unabashed. I was in 1980, I was again in 1984, in 2011, he's still one of my heroes.
Yeah, he's remarkable, and it's easy to see, too. He would absolutely love today's world of 21st century leadership.
You think he would?
Just talking. I do, don't you?
I think he would love the promise. I don't think he'd love the reality. I think he'd love the promise of what the green shoots. I'm going to use one of Obama's terms. I'm seeing green shoots of leadership, but yeah. I'm not seeing much mature leadership. I mean, when I look at what's going on in Washington right now, not one member of Congress has come to the microphone and said, "We are so ashamed that we're 6 months into this year, fiscal year, and we have no budget. We're so ashamed that the people need us to be helping them get out of this economic mess, and yet we're gaggling over this thing and that thing. We can't seem to get our act done." There's no shame, and I'll tell you something. I think Reagan would call them out. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, and you put it very well. I think that's a great distinction. He would look at the potential. He would certainly be disappointed, I think, in the failure of people who would wish to be leaders thus far in many situations. And as you know, he was so fearless. He would simply, as you say, call things out. We could sure use him now.
Anybody who would go to Germany and stand there, and in, what was it, 86?
Yeah.
He said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." Can you see President Obama saying anything like that? And I don't mean to be picking on him, folks.
Sure.
I'm talking about the 21st century approach to leadership. I don't see that kind of courage coming out of President Obama. Do you?
Well, I got to say, it's rare you see it from anybody. And I disagree with President Obama's approach. But I think on this, perhaps, Jim, you could look at almost any American official in recent years, and you just don't see that kind of self-containment and strength and just, very courageous.
Let me tell you what I heard on an interview recently, this week, actually. They were talking about the discussion over the budget, the debate over the budget and everything, and the issue was that a bunch of the young Republicans have not been in government for very long. And in other words, this reporter was saying that part of the problem we have right now is these young folks have not been in government very long, and they're just not used to compromising. And so he actually was explaining that they were part of the problem in this process. And I'm saying, what? That's not part of, they're not part of the problem. I don't want them to go over to the dark side. I want them to be part of the problem if the problem is interrupting this what we've been getting for the past 20 years.
Well, you sound just like Ronald Reagan. I mean, as you know, when he ran against career politicians when he first became governor of California at age 55, that's exactly what he said. He said, "That so-called experience, that's why I'm running."
Yeah,
that's not a problem. That's what we need to stop.
You know, and it's so unfortunate that people branded him as an actor and not serious and all that sort of thing. But when you look back on his career, he was not only thoughtful. I mean, regardless of whether you agree with his politics, he was one political party for a long time and changed over to the other. The point I'm making here is he actually made a conscious decision to, you know, based on his principles. Also, oh, yeah. He was a leader in his industry, wasn't he?
He was a leader his entire life, as you know, Jim. Everything from student government, as hokey as that may sound to some, but it's a start, throughout his life. He took a very strong and principled stand on the whole situation of communist infiltration in Hollywood.
Yep. Yeah,
you know, running that Screen Actors Guild was not a small thing.
No, that was hurting a bunch of cats. Hey, James, hold on to that thought. James M. Strock is the author of Reagan on Leadership. Folks, you're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to keep yours and give one away. 20 till. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.